This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Police are still investigating whether a man who died by suicide at Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park was planning a mass attack. The body of Diego Medina was found with explosives and semi-automatic weapons in a women's bathroom Saturday. Walt Stowe is with the Garfield County Sheriff's Office.
You know, our county's only 60,000 people in the entire county spread across six towns. It's kind of an eye-opener to say, hey, this can happen in anywhere in America.
Stowe says he's found no criminal records for Medina. A woman in Boulder who pleaded guilty to killing her husband has had her conviction vacated. The judge's decision is unusual. Tracy Hausman fatally stabbed her husband, John, in 2009 during a fight at their home. She originally took a plea deal that included probation, but Hausman recently requested a review through the Boulder District Attorney's Conviction Integrity Unit. She described a pattern of domestic violence by her late husband. The DA's office says Hausman was clearly the victim of abuse and acted in self-defense. Her husband's family opposed the decision. Louisville-based Sierra Space has finished work on a self-piloting craft that NASA will send back and forth to the International Space Station. CPR's Paolo Jalcita.
For years, Sierra Space has been working on Dream Chaser, a fully autonomous spacecraft that will be used to restock the ISS. NASA contracted Sierra Space in 2016 and committed to using Dream Chaser for at least six resupply missions. The spacecraft is headed from Louisville for Florida, where it will be based. Dream Chaser's first launch is expected to happen next spring. I'm Paolo Jalcita, CPR News.
It's mostly sunny with highs around Denver and Colorado Springs in the 60s this afternoon and again tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.